All right, you're listening to X-Ray FM, and we're joined now by a special guest to talk about an upcoming event coming up here in Portland. Jerry Foster is joining us now to talk about the Pacific Northwest Multicultural Reader Series and Film Festival. It's happening August 14th through the 17th at the Doubletree here in Portland. And Jerry is the festival director, so we're very glad to have him here to talk about it. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. I guess I wanted to start really briefly just telling our listeners a bit about the festival. I see it's called a Reader Series and Film Festival. So to that to me means there's probably a lot going on with this multimedia or different mixed media is going on. What's happening at this festival? Why is it called that? What can people expect to happen there?
Well, for one, the festival is a biennial celebration that's based here in Portland. And it has two main components, the Reader's Theater Series, as well as the Film Festival Series. The Reader's Series is curated by August Bullock, and the Festival Series is by Catherine Mobley. It includes masterclasses, networking events, a formal gala, an intimate conversation with our ambassador, and as well as some podcasting that we'll be doing live from there. Our ambassador for this one this year is actor Regina Taylor. And so we got a foothold on this thing, and it has been a delight to even come together to put this thing together. We started off in 2021, which was supposed to have been a live event, but as you know, COVID came on. So we ended up making it a virtual event. And it comprised of, we have 39 films that we're doing this festival, as well as 27 play readings.
Wow. Yeah, that's an incredible depth of things happening at the festival, Jerry. I guess this doesn't have much to do with the festival this year, but I am curious. It sounds like you had to pivot to it being a virtual thing in 2021. Were there things that were kind of lost in that you're excited to get back to this new festival? Or, can you tell me what you think the big differences are going to be between the virtual aspect or the virtual one that happened in the past and this all in-person event that's going to be coming up here in August?
The in-person event is a lot easier than doing the virtual.
Yeah,
but I tell you, but as far as the quality of it, it's all the same. There's just some additional things that you have to do, because virtually, we did it virtually, we had to do a lot of Zoom for the readings, and we did some streaming. And so here with the live festival, you can walk up and have a good time and talk to people and really get a chance to just step outside, from being from cooped up all week long.
Yeah, I get the sense that people are happy to be doing things back in person. I do want to know a bit about some of the presenters, guests, people that are going to be at this thing that you want to highlight. But also, I, wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that this is called the Multicultural Reader Series and Film Festival. So kind of what does that mean? Is this culturally specific in some way that you want to share with people? And kind of, I was also wondering why you felt that was important. You're the festival director. I don't know exactly how it got started. But, what was the kind of the impetus or the reason of starting this festival in 2021 and carrying it into 2025?
What we found out was that no matter what cultural background you have, especially being an artist, you are dealing with the same issues. And so we felt that it was best to make it all inclusive so that people will know that this festival is not just for one group, it's for all groups. Again, like I said, when we did it in 2021, we found out that a lot of the issues like colorism in the arts that folks don't talk about much affected everybody straight across the board. So it didn't matter what your cultural background was, you experienced something in that. The festival got started in. Matter of fact, it was 2021, which was our first one, and we were planning for it from 2019 to 2020 to having it. And what we wanted to do with the festival was to be able to provide an opportunity for playwrights who works that were sitting on a shelf or in a desk drawer gathering dust and what have you, and didn't see the light of day. So we wanted them to be able to do that. Also, too, we wanted to have actors and directors from the different groups to come in and to show their crafts so that there is no mistake that that there are competent people that can do the work. There are competent artists, I should say, out there. And it doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, as long as you have the training. And this also, we wanted to be able to bring about some continuing education aspect of it with our master classes that are moderated by industry professionals. And also, too, when I talk about the panel discussions, there are industry professionals in that talks about the business. How do you get your work out there? How do you take your play from the brain to the page to the stage, or how can you bring the same thing with the writing a film script to bring it into fruition, as well as being able to also look at distribution. What are some of the pitfalls that you have to deal with? So to try to give you somewhat of an insight as to what it takes for this industry.
So I'm kind of getting a sense here, and I guess maybe my question is, who is the festival for in your mind? Because it's, I'm getting the sense it might not just be specifically for people who are coming to this as film appreciators or stage performance appreciators, but it's people who are in the industry and actively working on things or want to build some of that skill set and maybe learn or make connections in order to help kind of build their careers or build the works that they're working on.
That's correct. That's why we have a networking event where you get up into the room and you're able to ask them questions or have the conversations. We have one playwright whose play was actually picked up for a festival, who actually play was actually picked up for a festival in New York. And so it was cast here. And they're going to be in this festival, and then they're going to leave here a week later, and they're going to New York for that festival. So it do open up doors and provide an opportunity for you to hone your craft.
Amazing. I know there's so many creative professionals and aspiring professionals here in Portland. So it sounds like a great opportunity for people that want to get involved with it. I am particularly interested. I think the live there's some like live play script readings that I think sound really cool. So it sounds like a really wide and diverse breadth of things happening at the festival. I mentioned at the top when it was happening, but can you give us a bit more about when and where, and then how people can find out more about the festival, where they can purchase passes? And I noticed a few different pass options, so maybe explain a bit about that if you can.
The festival is going to be held at the DoubleTree Lloyd Center, August 14th through 17th. And the information they can get is off the website, which is pnmcfestival.org. That's pnmcfestival.org. And we have all access passes available. So if you have, and you have to register to attend the festival, and those readings and events at the festival are free.
So all of that can be found at pnmcfestival.org, as in Pacific Northwest Multicultural Festival.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, we were talking here with Jerry Foster, executive director of, or excuse me, festival director of the Pacific Northwest Multicultural Reader Series and Film Festival, happening here, like we said, the weekend of the August 14th through the 17th. Jerry, before we wrap here, I wanted to know, is there anything, you have the floor for a minute, anything you want to talk about that I didn't get a chance to get to, or anything you want to let people know about the state of media that you're working in with this festival or otherwise?
Well, the festival is put on by Passonata Theater Company, which is Oregon's oldest producing black theater company. And we follow in the tradition of the black theater movement, and we continually to bring art, history, and culture and pass that on from one generation to the next.
Fantastic. I could probably ask you a bunch of questions about that, but we'll leave it here for now. Thank you so much for coming on to talk with me about this event. It sounds incredible. It sounds like you're really offering something of value for people that want to be involved with it. So thank you for coming on the air to talk about it. Again, the festival is the Pacific Northwest Multicultural Readers Series and Film Festival. You can find information at pnmcfestival.org. Jerry, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
All right, you're listening to X-Ray FM. We'll be back in just a moment.